ambassador.
Thank you, and thank you for inviting me to this panel. And as you said, this having gender envoys, gender ambassadors, is a sign of political priority for the countries that have these envoys and ambassadors. And we have an important role then to play, coordinating among ourselves, but also, I think, a role to play in dialogue with other countries that do not have the same kind of envoys, to see and to sort of put forward the benefits of gender equality as the economic benefits that has been put forward. But I think it's also important to go back and remember what was said yesterday, at least two times, going back to the Beijing plus 30, and to maintain that it's beneficial for everyone, but it's also a human right, and it's a human right in itself. Like Hillary Clinton said, human rights are women's rights are human rights. I think that's an important part in this dialogue, and empowering women and to making sure that we all stand in the same place. And then as gender envoys, we would have an influence on our government's policies. It's important that we have dialogue with the rest of our systems, with other countries, and looking into partnerships where gender envoys can play a role. I think it's important. There are a number of very important UN processes coming up now. And we've been talking a lot about financing, and financing for development is one of, I think, the most important processes that comes with the conference in Spain next year. Norway is co-facilitating this process together with Zambia, Mexico, and Nepal. And we need to make sure that we have a strong gender lens. And it's my sort of appeal to all of you to make sure when you send your comments and your wishes and your priorities for financing for development, please keep that in mind. Make sure that there's a strong gender perspective in that. And the same with another important process going on also in the United Nations about the, the United Nations Development System, the QCPR, this very strange abbreviation, but which actually sets the tone for what is the what are the rules and regulations and expectations when it comes to the United Nations Development System, which the draft is just published now, and we are all to comment and making sure in that respect as well that we have a strong gender lens. Supporting the United Nations Gender Acceleration Plan, supporting the World Bank's gender strategy. I think, and of course, also when we have the COP coming up, and there is also work going on to strengthen gender language. I think, all of us, if we pull our forces together, we are, we can make a change, and we can make, gender equality at the forefront, making sure that women and girls are at the center of the processes. There are a number of, important areas that we need to look into in this. It's education is key for economic and political participation. We have talked a lot here about gender-based violence and conflict-related sexual violence, which is something that really hampers women's participation and it's a serious setback. So we need to work on that. And then just let me close with sort of gender ambassadors, but also special envoys. And Norway has a special envoy for women, peace and security, showing that we have two persons in these important positions. And of course, women, peace and security in today's situation with the conflicts is extremely important, making sure that women has a place at the negotiating table, but also in the processes that follow from the peace negotiations, making sure that there's a real true participation, full, equal and meaningful participation of women. That's also something which I think we as special envoys can contribute and join forces. I think I'll stop with that. Thank you.